Security forces in the U.S. city of Ferguson are clashing with angry demonstrators protesting the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. White police have fired smoke canisters to disperse hundreds of protesters, defying a five-hour curfew. At least one protester has been critically injured in the confrontation. Bach was seized by ISIL militants 10 days ago. Humanitarian crisis is looming in the besieged Gaza Strip, which is grappling with severe shortages of water and power. Gaza's authorities say that residents are without electricity for 18 hours a day. Meanwhile, a shortage of clean water is spreading diseases, especially at UN-run schools, where nearly 22,000 Palestinian refugees are sheltering. A Palestinian has been killed and at least two Israeli soldiers wounded in two separate incidents in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian man was run over by a settler in Jerusalem al-Quds. Meanwhile, two Israeli troops were injured in clashes with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The British government faces legal action over arms sales to Israel in the wake of the deadly onslaught on Gaza. Leading British law firm Lee Daly has demanded that the business secretary suspend licenses for military exports to Israel. The firm has threatened to sue the government over the arms sales. Germany is to host a four-way meeting later today aimed at defusing the crisis in eastern Ukraine. Foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France will attend the talks in Berlin. It's part of a recent diplomatic push to stop the clashes between government troops and pro-Russian forces in eastern Ukraine. Germany's Foreign Intelligence Agency has reportedly tapped calls made by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. German media say that the BND eavesdrop on a satellite phone call that Kerry made in 2013. The agency also recorded a conversation between Hillary Clinton and former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan a year earlier. And finally, Chadian troops have reportedly rescued dozens of Nigerians abducted by Boko Haram Tewfikiri militants in northeastern Nigeria a week ago. Chadian forces intercepted a convoy of buses led by six militants on the border with Nigeria along Lake Chad. During the operation, 65 men and over 20 women were rescued.